I'm Sarah Gillum here at Ag Media Summit. I have Van Holmes with me from Yamaha Outdoors. Van, can you tell me a little bit about your scholarship program you have with the Ag Communicators of Tomorrow?
Sure, thanks, Sarah. So Yamaha has been proud to support the ACT program for a number of years through a scholarship program that helps students offset some of the cost of attending Ag Media Summit. One of our goals has always been to provide the students with the safe, responsible messages that the ATV and side-by-side industry recommends. So this year we received a number of great applications from five different chapters. And to show our appreciation of those chapters, we created these custom-made helmets that we presented to the chapters here at Ag Media Summit. These are custom designed. For example, the Missouri chapter received a helmet that has a really cool tiger painted on it. And we're going to give these helmets to the chapters after the Ag Media Summit. You know, one of the conversations we always have here at Ag Media Summit is how to continue to promote and raise awareness for safe, responsible use of vehicles, which from our industry's perspective includes always wearing a helmet. And so we thought, hey, let's make some really cool helmets and let these students help us talk about these cool helmets in a very positive way online. So we created a Facebook gallery on Yamaha Outdoors Facebook page and a voting component to kind of get some chatter going online. We've been really pleased with the response from the students, and we're excited to continue our support of the ACT in the future.
Also on display here at Ag Media Summit, Yamaha Outdoors has a new vehicle on display called the Viking 6. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, please?
There, yeah. So this is Yamaha's all-new 2015 Viking 6, what we call the industry's only true six-person side-by-side vehicle. It was designed with bucket seats, three-point belts, handholds dedicated to all six occupants. It's a very off-road capable vehicle. So while when you're driving down a dirt road, say the bench seat or a lap belt that's in some of the competitive models might be just fine. But once you start getting off-road and hitting some hills and some rough terrain, we found that it means a lot to the occupants to have the comfort and convenience and security feeling of the bucket seats and the belts. It's a utility-based machine. It's rated to tow up to 600 pounds in the bed while towing 1,500 pounds behind. It has two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, and four-wheel drive diff lock settings, Yamaha's Ultramatic fully automatic transmission with the industry's most durable CVT transmission, that provides not only durability but also the most natural engine braking, which again is very important and helps a lot in utility settings. So we like to think that it's a very off-road capable and hard-working utility-based machine.
Hi, Van. Thank you so much for taking some time to share that information with our followers. Again, I am Sarah Gillum reporting from Ag Media Summit in Indianapolis.